This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, June 1st. Cattle markets last week hanging in there. We had the live cattle up $2 for the week, feeders up $6.50. So the feeders continuing to defy gravity here, even as the live cattle get a little shaky. Friday was lower for the day on live cattle. Feeders started out lower, but they had a flurry of buying right into the last hour or so. And that took them back up to the highs of the day. So not really willing to give up and not walk away from this bullish attitude. We are looking at much better prospects for slaughter rates. Packing plants are getting back online. They're getting pretty close to the slaughter rates anyway, close to where we were before Corona. And I think that that's definitely helping the attitude of the cash market. Last week we had another wide-ranging week, 115 to 120 on the Fed trade. Looks like the average would be about 115. Dress trade range was 174 to 190. Looks like the average there is 183, which would be down 4 from the week. The Fed cash trade would be about unchanged. Thursday slaughter rates was around 110,000 head. That's about 92% of where we were before Corona. Week-to-date slaughter at 524,000 head. Dressed weights continuing to bump up, 820 pounds. That's up 4 on the week and up 30 over a year ago. Steer prices at 142 was up 3 on the week and down 6 from a year ago. Prime ribs at 506, down 10 on the week, still up 147 over a year ago. 90% trimmings at 306, that was up 3 in the week and up 83 over a year ago. Year-to-date federally inspected slaughter running 6.9% behind a year ago. Cow slaughter down 0.2%. Dress weights are up 2.3%, and beef production is down 4.7%. Box beef values continuing to pull back. We're at 363 on the choice on Friday. That was down 622. Select was down 402 at 340. The spread was down 202 at 2327. Movement 115 lows. Kind of light for a Friday. So since we put in the high 12 sessions ago, choice box beef has dropped $111. And Select over the last 13 days since its high has dropped $117. That is right about half of what it gained. So it took 21 days to gain $230 on the choice, and it's taken 12 days to lose half of that. So we're deflating almost as fast as we inflated, but we're still well above where we started. So, the box beef values are still elevated. Volume is definitely picking up. The question is, as this market pulls back and as we retreat, the worry is that the packers will move away from their promise of a floor underneath the cash price. And certainly, once we get a handle on what demand is, and one would think that restaurant demand would be lower, and consumer demand would be lower with 40-some million people losing their job, that beef demand has probably taken a pretty massive hit. That got masked, I think, with the sudden drop in supply. But as we ramp up supply, as we get back on track, just in a normal pace of the cattle coming out of the feedlots, that's not even really taking into consideration the million head of cattle out there that are looking for a slaughter spot. Most of those will probably go to hamburger. And, you know, that's going to flood your market. Cold storage is somewhat available, but it's being used up too with proteins and food that got backed up that would have gone to restaurants. So we got this rotation going, you know, some of this food is coming out, going back to restaurants, but the cold storage capacity certainly is not going to be enough to absorb all of that. That was million head of cattle. And so I think you're going to have to ramp up exports, which we're going to be competing with Brazil, Argentina, Australia, and New Zealand. So good luck with that. But I think our exports will improve. But the bottom line is, I think you're going to see a significant increase in beef production moving forward into the summer months, when normally you see beef consumption drop off anyway. Now, with job losses what they are, what is that going to do to demand? I just think we're still teed up here for another leg down, that supplies are going to be increasing of beef, and yet demand certainly is not increasing and normally decreases this time of year. So even if demand were steady, even if you had no job losses, just the increase in beef supply coming into the summer months would be bearish to the market. Now you remove a significant part of your demand structure. Maybe the market's already worked it in. I don't know. It just seems to me that there's another window here that the market's going to have to work through of increasing supply and decreasing demand. That's a bearish setup. And I think the summer, if we can work through the summer without a lot of pain, that's a win. But I do still think that we've got more pressure coming into this market to absorb that extra supply at a time when consumption is being reduced. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.